Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, is anyone there? Okay, this is the final session of the General Assembly of the World Blind Union. So congratulations to everyone for getting through the week and still being in the room. I think it's pretty good effort. So before we get underway, we have two announcements, one from Monty Arn and one from Mitch Pomerantz. So if you could just give them your attention for a moment. Monty Arn?
Yes, thank you very much, Marianne. I'd like to remind you again about your departure. We have had some problems, you know, our delegates, our observers who almost missed the flight because they could not get into the transportation to the airport. So we'd like to remind you to be punctual, to be at the sundowner where the volunteer desk is located prior to your departure time, okay? Because the transportation service is going to leave the hotel at the designated time, sharp. Like 8 o'clock will be 8 o'clock sharp. There will be no waiting because we are afraid that, you know, people who are on the same bus will miss the flight. So you need to be to cooperate with us on this issue. So please be punctual. Be there ahead of time. For tonight, those who are going to leave at 9 o'clock, those who are going to leave at 9 o'clock, please check out before gala dinner. You are kindly invited to join us, but you have to leave the party no later than 8:50. No later than 8:50, you have to leave the party in order to catch the bus to the airport. So please be informed about that. Again, the bank service will be closed on Sunday, so you need to do your business before that if you do need. Otherwise, you have to go to other places like the mall across the park. There's something that you can do that. But if you need convenience, you want to do it here at the hotel, please do so before Sunday. And volunteer service will not be available on Monday. So please be reminded that we need to be on our own, follow the usual practice of hotels around the world. Those who keep your headsets with you, let me remind you again that you need to return after the meeting is over, you know, at the counter. Otherwise, TAB will have to pay very high charge to the company. And please understand that we're not rich. So we need to, you know, we still have a lot of things to do for our blind brothers and sisters. Those who would like to come to the gala dinner, you need to have the invitation card with you. It's in the back, it's in the envelope, big envelope. Otherwise, you need to come with your badge. We only accept black and blue, okay? We only accept black and blue badge. No other colors, okay? Otherwise, you need to go back and get your card. So either your card, particularly for this party, or the badges with black or blue color. For those who would join the tour tomorrow, whether to Pattaya or to Rose Garden, please be at the volunteer desk on the ground floor at Sundowner by 7:30. Oh, I would go there before that. So before 7:30, okay? So we need to leave early so that it would cover the whole trip for you. All right, that's it for the time being. And should there be anything, I will make announcement again towards the end of the session. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Monty Arn. So Mitch, I think, would like to share some important information with us. We've had lots of people listening in over the internet, I think, And Mitch is about to tell us if that's the case or not.
Thank you, Madam President. The American Council of the Blind has been proud and honored to have streamed the 8th quadrennial meeting. And our listener counts, from what our managing director, Larry Turnbull, informs me, averaged for the entire week approximately 45. And on Monday morning, when the princess opened the festivities, the number was 75. Many of those listeners have done so, rebroadcast, because of the time difference. It's 15 hours earlier, for example, where I live in California. And so we're pleased. There will be an on-demand link, and you will be in short order, perhaps as early as next week, you will be able to listen to the program as archived. So it will be available if there are things you missed and would like to hear. So again, I thank the World Blind Union and the Thai Association of the Blind for giving us the opportunity to send the message of the World Blind Union worldwide. Thank you.
Thank you, Mitch. Thank you for that, and I know a lot of people will take advantage of the archive files. I know some people have even gone back to the archive files from last General Assembly. So, as I said, this is our final session of our General Assembly, and let me begin by acknowledging that amongst us all of this week has been two of our past presidents, other than William, who's our immediate past president, David Blythe and Euclid Herry, and a very special welcome to them, who continue to come along to our General Assemblies and show an active interest in the work of the World Blind Union that they began many years ago. Both of whom are also Louis Braille medalists. We have also with us, I think it's 8, of our Honorary Life members. So a very special welcome to you. And of course, delegates and friends and those listening over the internet. We have a few items to do, not a lot, and I guess this is more celebratory, I think it's celebratory, relief could be, exhaustion, it could be many words to describe what we're going to do this afternoon. But we're going to present our Honorary Life member certificates. We're going to hear the list of our incoming executive, and a reminder that for those on the incoming executive, you have a meeting at 4 o'clock, and I know Aunt will be starting at 4 o'clock on time, he tells me, and it's in the 37th floor of the South Tower. That's the rooms that have very high numbers, and it's called the Sakura Room. It's the Sakura Room, Queen's Park Tower, which is the South Tower, the tower where the room numbers are very high. So don't forget that. And then we're going to also have a presentation from our incoming president, and then we're going to have some farewells from our outgoing people. And in between somewhere there, we're going to stop for a moment at around 2:30, and we're going to have a special thank you and recognition of our organisers, hotel volunteers, and a whole lot of other people. So that's the business of the afternoon. So I hope everyone's comfortable with that. As you know, at General Assemblies, we consider and adopt people as Honorary Life members of the World Blind Union. And it is a special recognition to people who have made major contributions to the movement. We established a small committee to accept nominations, to consider them and make recommendations to the executive. And on the weekend, whenever it was, I think it was Sunday, was it? Sunday when the executive met, we presented the names of the people to the executive, of which they approved and recommend to you, the General Assembly, to accept these people as members of our Honorary Life member group. And I'm going to read the names, and I'm going to invite you to accept them as a group. And then I would like those who are here, or those who are accepting on someone else's behalf who is not here to make your way to the front of the room. So the list is Colin Lowe from the United States, Mr. Sasha Gao from Japan, Gloria Panisi from Venezuela, Sad Nord from Pakistan, Javed Manzoor from Pakistan, John Wom, I'm not very good in names, as you know, John Gasua from Uganda. If you could all make your way to the front of the room. Now, first of all, are people happy to adopt on the recommendation of the executive these people? Okay, if those people or the people accepting on their behalf could come up, I will present them one by one and allow a time for a photograph. And while those people are making their way up to the front of the room to do this, I would like to indulge you with a request. On Tuesday, we made some changes to our constitution. And as per normal practice, the constitutional change came into effect at the close of the General Assembly, which is like an hour away. I would like to indulge you to move one of those recommendations forward, and that was to accept, as an honorary life member, our immediate past president, William Rowland. If your approval that we do this, please let me know by hand clap or yell. And I'm assuming by that no one would oppose that suggestion. Thank you. And so, William, I add you to the list of honorary life members to present here today. Okay, so Penny has the certificate. If the... whoever is accepting for Colin Lowe? I think if you could all come up on the stage would probably be good. Okay, who is accepting?
It's Kevin.
Kevin Carey on behalf of Colin Lowe.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm sorry that Colin couldn't be here.
Yeah, so long.
Okay, I'm just stopping so we can have photos.
Okay. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
I'll stand by.
Okay, who was the next
one?
Mr. Sasha Goa from Japan.
Thank you, Penny.
Welcome. Come over here. Yes. Towards me. Thank you, Mr. Sasha Goa.
Thank you so much.
Gloria Panisa. Someone is collecting.
Lucia is coming.
Lucia, is it? Mm-hmm. Lucia is collecting on Gloria's behalf. Is she here? See? She's on her way.
She's bringing her up.
Okay, thank you, Judith. Thank you, Judith. Lucia, thank you so much for collecting on behalf. Past Gloria from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Judith, thank you.
Thank you.
Assisted by our own honorary life member, Judith.
Sad Nord,
are you here too? I think you are. Is he here? Okay. Okay,
the other one. And the other one, the next one is Mr. Manzoor from
Pakistan. Mr. Manzoor, are you here? Or someone from Pakistan is here to collect these on behalf of your colleagues? Okay, we will just hold these aside and make sure that they are delivered safely to the recipients.
John Gazaba,
are you here? Or
from
someone
Uganda?
From Uganda or someone collecting on your behalf? Nothing.
No?
Francis, are you able to collect this on behalf of John? Is she? Francis? Pray? Francis? Yeah, you would collect this on behalf of John. You should be sitting up here too. Okay. Francis is collecting on behalf of John. Thank you, Francis. Thank you. Pass on our congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And of course, the final one to our immediate past president, William Rowland. And I know he is here. William, come along towards me.
I'm in front of the two of you. So.
Okay. Yeah, William, congratulations.
Thanks, Mary Ann.
And you've got all the photos. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you to everyone and for those who nominated the recipients. It's a very special honour to be part of this group of people that we recognise in the future for the work they've done in the past. Our next item on the agenda is the presentation of the incoming executive. And I'm going to ask Penny to read to us the names of the incoming executive. For some regions, this is altered here while we've been here in Bangkok this week. So there is some new faces, not just in the table offices, but in the regional executive representation. So Penny, please take the floor.
Thank you very much, Marianne. The list of the incoming executive, President, Mr. Arndt Holte, First Vice President, Mr. Frederick Schroeder. Second Vice President, Mr. Enrique Perez. Secretary General, Ms. Rina Prasarani. Treasurer, Mr. Ajay Kumar Mittal, fondly known as AK. Immediate Past President, Mrs. Marianne Diamond. African Union of the Blind, President, Mr. Jace Nair. And the three executive members, Mr. Mohammed Salam Bou, Mr. Fred Haga, Mrs. Odette Jouy Mo, from the Asian Blind Union, President, Mr. S.K. Rungta, the three executive members, Because my screen reader, I only get a few letters of your name that show up to me with my low vision. We all understand if I just call you Mr. Kalik, okay? Amer Makarem and Mr. Kari Sadnor. Asia Pacific region, president, newly elected this week. Ms. Michiko Tabata. Martin Abel, Montian Buntan, and Chong Chan Yao, European Blind Union, President Mr. Wolfgang Angermann, and the three executive members, Mr. Alexander Numevakan, Ms. Un Yonerhagen, and Mr. Sinan Tafaj, Latin American Blind Union, President Mr. Volmir Raimondi, and the three executive members, Mr. Fernando Galarraga, Ms. Cristal Vargas, and Dr. Guillermo Moreno. North America Caribbean Region, Mr. Charles Mossop, President. The three executive members, Dr. Mark Maurer, Mr. Jim Tokos, and Mr. Mitch Pomerantz. And the international members, as you know, we now have four international member representatives. For IAPB, Mr. Peter Ackland. ICVI's representative would be selected this weekend after their executive meeting. The other two international members that were elected by them this week, Mr. Dipendra Manocha and Mr. Lars Bosselman. Madam Chair, that is the executive list for 2012 to 2016.
Thank you, Penny, and congratulations to everybody. And of course, there's no rest. Now you're on the executive, you start work at 4 p.m. sharp. So welcome and good luck. I'm going to move us to the next item on the agenda, which is greetings or presentation from our incoming president. So I'd like to invite Aunt Holte. Please, Aunt, look forward to your whole presentation.
Thank you, Marianne. First of all, I would like to invite Rina Prasarani and Fred Schroeder also to come up to the podium, because they are the new officers, and we will work together, and I will be happy to invite you to the podium so you can sit together with us. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you all showing me the trust you have done during this General Assembly. I am honored, I am deeply moved, and I feel, as I said some days ago, a little bit scared. Thinking of representing on a global level 285 million visually impaired, living in 190 countries, where 90% of those are living in a developing country, is a bit scary. But I hope it will be okay, and that we are working close to each other. For me, it is essential that all our members have the same opportunity to participate in our work. The General Assembly passed a resolution pointing out the importance of giving representatives from all countries, and especially developing countries, opportunities to attend actively in our movement. The equal right to participate in our movement is a basic principle, and for me, it is a leading star. Involvement of the members in our organization is another key issue for me. The last point I will mention today is the need of securing funds for our organization and the running of World Blind Union, and what we have achieved as when we established our permanent office in Toronto, Canada. I will take this opportunity to express my deeply thanks to Marianne for her leadership the last 4 years, and in the last period. My ambition is also to try my best to do so. But my boss said last evening that he was happy that he was not going to follow in Marianne's footsteps, because that is very difficult. I think, Marianne, that you have shown us how to work for the World Blind Union, and you have made a difference in our work through your leadership in World Blind Union. It has been a pleasure to work together with you, and it's very special to have such a leader, which is never sleeping, always working, and asking for us to do the same. There are always ways to handle the leadership, and we are always doing it in different ways. I can't say that I will do it exactly as Marianne, but I also hope that when we are gathering here in 4 years, we can look back and see that we have made progress, that we together have changed the situation for all blind people in the world, and that it has meant a difference that we have been working the last period. We have, Marianne, bought a small gift for you. And I would like to ask Penny to present this gift, and you will get it from me afterwards. So Penny, could you please?
I'll describe it. Ask Marianne to open it, because it is quite tactile, but it has a name. His name is Inukshuk, and for those who also live in Canada, you'll know what that means. But Inukshuk is an Innu name from the High Arctic in Canada, and it means basically in the shape of a human. And basically, what an Inukshuk is it's rocks piled on top of each other, and they form the shape of a person. But the rocks, you find these all over Arctic Canada, and they're basically wayfinding. They indicate where one should go in terms of taking direction. They point out where the best fishing holes are in the Arctic. They point out where there's good caribou hunting. And so you find them all over northern Canada like that. In southern Canada, we think of an Inukshuk as being to bring forth a sense of community, people working together, demonstrating leadership. And I think most important of all is leaving something behind for those who follow. So that's the description of what this sculpture is. We call it Mr. Inukshuk. Inukshuk.
Thank you.
So, friends, we are now starting on a new period. We have a lot of challenges in front of us. I know that the team in place will do a good job. The people are very capable, and we are all want to do a good job for this next period. As I said, I will like to thank you all, and I'm looking forward to work with all of you. And whenever you want to take contact with me, I will be there and try to answer your questions. Thank you so much, and looking forward to the next period. Thank you.
Thank you, Aunt, and congratulations.
Thanks.
And great success. Thank you so much for the gift. I was wondering how many fishing holes I might find in Australia. I might come and visit Canada, but it is a very tactile piece of sculpture, and I'd be happy to show anyone who's interested. And thank you so much for putting in Braille the information. I really do appreciate that. And I suppose it's Unified English Braille. We now come to a part where I'd like to pause for a moment and invite some of those locals who have made this assembly such a success before we move on to the goodbyes from some of us. So if Montian, Montana from the hotel, any of the pro-Congress people who are here, any volunteers who are in the room, if they're outside, please bring them in. Could you all come up to the front of the room, please? Kittipong, Yaliak, Tanya, if you are all here, could you please come up? You've got the gifts. If you could make your way up to the front, we have some small gifts for some people, and Penny will present them. Thank you so much, Montian. has had a committee of around 50 persons who have been working now for almost 2 years on this assembly. The hotel has done a splendid job. And Wantana, you and all your staff have done made us welcome. Teoliak, who has pulled it all together. She was the coordinator of all the committees, the hotel, the planning and everything. She's done a superb job too. So thank you so much, Teoliak. And to the conference organising company that was engaged to plan and work with us, Tanya has led that team from Pro Congress, and I tell you, she tells me they've learnt a lot about accessibility over the last 2 years. And congratulations, you've done a fabulous job. And to Kirimon and others who let me, as I told you the other day, have done a huge amount of work, staying up till 4 and 5 in the morning to produce Braille this week, to produce the voting cards, and to really make us all have the accessibility we need. Thank you so much. To the volunteers, who has there has been hundreds, you have all been everywhere we need to go, whenever we need to go somewhere. Friendly, kind and generous in your support and assistance. Thank you. And we'll always remember that you wore yellow shirts. To the interpreters who have done a terrific job, it's a very difficult job to do, especially when people don't give you their papers in advance. But also, no, it's thank you so much. It's been terrific. I'll let him speak in a minute. I am going to acknowledge RNIB here. People may not realise that as well as many of the people from RNIB who came to present in sessions, be delegates and do the everything they always do, RNIB made available to us 3 staff members who were here primary with a role to assist us during this week. Everyone's heard of Viv, who took the notes of the who was going to ask questions, Leslie, who helped with the resolutions and other things, and Polly, who has been sitting here taking the notes of the General Assembly. Thank you, RNIB, and thank you, ladies. And I cannot forget our wonderful, very small WBU staff team led by Penny. And we've had Penny, we've had Marianne, that's the other Marianne. We've had Sandra back in the office, we've had Ionina. And let me tell you, they have been working for a very long time. Penny has done not much else for 1 year except General Assembly. Thank you, ladies. And just before we end this little section and do the final applause for everyone, volunteers and everyone, Wantana from the hotel has asked us to say a few words and he's been so generous and kind, I've said yes.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Wantana Tanya. I'm the main person who dealing with the Thailand Association of the Blind and WBU and ICEVI here. At first, may I have 2 minutes? Okay. At first, I can say that I'm scared to look after all the visually impaired. Yes. I do my homework a lot, myself, my management from the hotel, and every staff is well trained to look after all visually impaired. We can say that we work hard and we try to create the convenient stay for facility and services to everybody here and outside the room. Now we can prove that when you come back to the Imperial Queen's Park Hotel, it's easy to us. And thank you very much. In the name of the Imperial Queen's Park Hotel, we witness that every single requirement in the near future, we are most welcome. please coming back to the land of Smile Thailand. Thank you.
And once again, if you could just put your hands together for all of those who made this such a successful General Assembly. Thank you. So much. Thank you, everyone. That's wonderful. And we'll be round for a few more days yet. Some of us for quite a few more days. I think the hotel might be sick of some of us. We've been here too many times. Thank you so much. And we have two more items on the agenda before we close the day.
Thank you so much.
One is a farewell message from our outgoing table officers. And I have asked William, who has been a table officer for a very long time and involved in the World Blind Union for even longer, to say a few words on behalf of the outgoing table officers, but also on behalf of the outgoing officers, because as you will have heard from that list Penny read, we have three new regional presidents that join us as part of the officers. So we want to make sure that we farewell the retiring officers and welcome the incoming ones. William, the floor is yours.
President, delegates, friends, I was very moved when earlier this afternoon Marianne asked me to say these words, and at short notice, it is perhaps best because the words will be spontaneous and from the heart. On behalf of everyone, the president and her team, and everyone, we wish to acknowledge and thank for their contributions, everyone that has contributed to the immense success of the term in the World Blind Union. We have in mind the table officers, the officers, the executive, and everyone in the regions. We should never forget that every organization in the member country is the World Blind Union, from Afghanistan to Zimbabwe and the 188 countries in between. Also, our staff. Mariana said that Penny and her team have done little else in the past year but prepare for the General Assembly. This being the last opportunity to disagree with Mariana, I'd like to say she did much else as well with, with efficiency and success. We've enjoyed ourselves. It's been a tremendous experience. I attended the first General Assembly in Riyadh and everyone since, and maybe there will be one or two to follow. And I have to say there's a rising line in our work. And I think we are at a momentous moment at a great Inukchuk where I anticipate with the CRPD and the technological breakthroughs that are happening, rights and more books than we can ever read will soon be at hand. There is, however, the third stream of employment where the road is going to be longer, but where we have made a start. Finally, I would like to just say this personal word. I would like to thank WB members for the honor of serving. When one gives with joy, but when one takes account of the work you have experienced over 28 years, the returns are greater than the giving. I will ever be at your service. Thank you.
Thank you, William. I would just like to add to that a very special thank you to Francis, who will retire here today. Francis, thank you for your time, your work, your interest. We will miss you. To our three regional presidents, Kula, Carl, and Azawi, who also retire here, thank you very much for your work, your participation, and your contribution. We will miss you all. The last item on the agenda says farewell by outgoing president, so I guess that's me. But before I do that, before I say anything, because once I say that, it's going to be the end, and you'll never hear from me, I would just like to give each of the current table officers and to Penny a small gift from me. They're all wrapped, but in case they forget what part of the world I come from, when they look at this into the future, they'll know it's Australia. So, Aunt, here's a small gift from me to say thank you. Thank you for your, for your work. Thank you for... To AK? AK?
Yes.
A small gift from me. Oh, sorry, that wasn't the gift. I think it was the chair. I'll do you last. Oh, Penny, I just ripped your... to Enrique? Oh my gosh, I think I've wrecked the presents. Enrique, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To Francis, a small gift from me to you. Thank you very much. And to you, thank you so much. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, the last one, but not the least by a long, long way, is to Penny. A few thoughts, reflections, and observations. If I look back over the last 4 years, in some ways it's gone very quickly. However, I have to be honest and say at times I never thought it would end. One of the greatest advantages of living in Australia is it's a long way from everywhere, but it's equally one of the greatest disadvantages. So I've been extremely fortunate. And I'd like to acknowledge some of the people who have helped me get there. I've taken opportunities, and I like to think I've taken calculated risks in my life. And there's one person I'm going to mention now, Kiki Nordstrom. When Kiki attended her first General Assembly in 1992, there were 17 delegates who were women, many of which who were not blind women. So Kiki took on this role and she did a wonderful job at developing the inclusion of women in this organisation. And let me tell you, Penny and I are products of the shift to bring women into the organisation. And I think it would be fair to say that look, there is no way in this world in 1992, there would have ever been an expectation that the president and the CEO of the World Blind Union would be women. But we have had it. David Blythe is a friend, a dear friend of mine, and has been for a long time. As we all know, was a wonderful president of the WBU. David, over the years, has given me much advice. And I think about twice I listened. And one of those times was that I should become actively involved in the WBU. And David, I thank you for that and am most grateful. Another dear friend of mine, Geoffrey Gibbs, who has been, like William, to every single General Assembly, and involved in the movement prior to our existence, has been a regional president and was also treasurer. Jeff introduced me to a lot of people in the WBU. I travelled with David and Jeff in the first years I was involved in as chair of the Women's Committee. They welcomed me, they introduced me to everyone. And as I said to them once, you introduced me to the World Blind Union, they responded, the world was introduced to you. Euclid, Another past president has been a wonderful friend and a supporter, and I'm proud to have worked with you, Euclid. I'm proud of the World Blind Union. It is a movement, and I'm proud to be part of it. I'm proud of the work we have done this term, and I think William identified the three issues that I had thought, that we stand on the brink of huge, huge change. Access to information, our treaty at the World Intellectual Property Organization is about to happen, I am as confident as I can be. Our employment resource bank is, I think, a wonderful opportunity. It's something we can share, use, build on, grow, learn from, and I think this is the beginning of a big movement. And of course, the CRPD. It's been in place for a while. Many countries have signed up, but we are on the brink of ensuring our members understand it, use it, and use it as a tool for the foundation of all our work. I've learned a great deal in the last 4 years, met some wonderful people. And I know it is dangerous to start naming some and saying thank you, but I'm going to do it and apologise to anyone I forget. To Vision Australia. Without Vision Australia's support, I couldn't have spent the time I have on this, and I do appreciate it, Vision Australia. To the Australian Government, who provided some financial resources for me to undertake the work over the last 4 years. That has made a huge difference. To my family, when you travel so much, it has a huge impact on your family, and I do appreciate it. My husband Neil is here. As many know, I have 4 children, young adults. It's evening time, Friday night in Australia, and I can be pretty sure they've got better things to do than to be tuning in over the internet to listen to their mother speak. And I'm not sure how happy they'll all be when I'm at home more. And as I said before, to the leaders, the table officers, you've all been so helpful, supportive and friendship. And of course, to Penny, who has been a friend and a wonderful, wonderful CEO. Aunt, good luck. I look forward to being part of your team. And of course, I'm happy to do whatever you think appropriate. So I'll end by saying it's been an honour and a privilege to serve as a president of World Blind Union. And I thank each and every one of you. And for the very last time as president, I say safe travel home and declare the General Assembly closed.